Okay, we've been talking about in this lineage, in this system, it's traditional to go over the lineage and how the teaching came down to us, so that you know it's authentic, all right? And he's going to take some time to do that. So we went through the 8 famous lamrims. That are usually used along with the lamrim that you're teaching, okay? In Tibetan it's called drak, okay? Lamrim gyed drak. Drak means to use them together with the one you're teaching. Dedak tsadyo chik tu minbe chigyun soso top gushin. These 8 lamrims were not technically a progression of root text to the commentaries, okay? There's no overt connection between the 8 lamrims. Therefore, traditionally you would receive the chigyun. Chigyun means a lineage of transmission. So you would have to receive separate lineage transmissions for each of them. You see what I mean? He's saying it's not like all 8 are one flow of root text and commentary. You would have to, if you wanted the blessing of the lineage for these 8, you would have to get it separately for each one of the 8. Okay? Kepar Jambel Shelum Chigin Gedu Nile, the Lamrim by His Holiness the 5th Dalai Lama, the word of gentle voice, there grew to be 2 transmissions of that. Okay? A more detailed transmission and a briefer transmission. Gyujin upa dang hobe kebar ki ugyu dang hogyu ni chewa. There came to be, because the people who held those 2 lineages of the 5th Dalai Lama's Lamrim hailed from 2 separate parts of Tibet, they were given the name of the southern lineage and the central lineage, okay? The South Tibet lineage and the Central Tibet lineage. So he says, for that Lamrim, you would also have to receive two separate lineage transmissions if you wanted to get the whole lineage transmission of that text. There's a Lama named Trungpa Thapupa. They don't know exactly, but they think he was born in 1595 or 1607. His full name is Losan Damche Gyantsen. Then it mentions his chief disciple that I don't know. Okay, I don't know who that is. They say father and son, and I don't know who the son is. He said, after I studied the fifth Dalai Lama's Lamrim, I felt like if I had met up with it earlier, I would have saved myself a lot of time. Okay? See, something special about the fifth Dalai Lama's Lamrim. So therefore, says Pabok Rinpoche, I'm going to use Nyurlam. Nyurlam means what again? It's a Lamrim that means quick path. Sometimes that one is called Marti, red teaching. Okay, we'll talk about that. Nyurlam Marti and Jampa Shalangyi, Chikla Mebe Saki Chikla Ye. These two Lamrims, the one by the fifth Dalai Lama and the quick path, Pabok Rinpoche felt that each one had crucial points that the other one didn't have. Okay? Lungyi mebe sakye chigla ye. Tumba sakye ki sumba na lungyun le chigin loksu mekyang. In the time of the Buddha, Lord Buddha, he spoke the teachings and they were the commentary upon the teaching. See, I mean, what he taught was both the blessing of the oral word, and at the same time an explanation. Later, it came to be split. And in Tibet, you might go to, they still do it. You can go to a monastery, you can say, I want the verbal blessing of the whole Kangyur, which is 108 volumes or something, 100 volumes, 101 volumes. So you can say, I want the oral blessing of the Kangyur. And you pay a certain amount, and a lama comes every day and reads to you for 2-3 hours, or 10 hours. And they just read the Kangyur to you, and they don't explain it. It's just someone who has received that blessing, which is called sometimes Kangyurwa. In the Vajrayogini Sadhana, you can see some Kangyurwas. They will just sit down and read it to you. And then you get the blessing of, an unbroken blessing of the sound, from Lord Buddha's time down to now. Okay? And now there has developed a separate Chigyun, which means a lineage of explanation. So you might go get the Kangyur Lung and hear the blessing of it, and then maybe later you go to a Lama and ask them to explain it to you, okay? Which are two separate flows, and there are separate Lamas and there are separate lineages for those. Okay? Chigyun Loksu Mekyam. Later on, because people didn't understand, or what they didn't understand from just hearing the Kangyur recited to them, there came to be a custom of explaining it separately. Okay? Originally, the Buddha just spoke it, and it was the verbal blessing and the explanation at the same time. Nowadays, it's split. Chila Shiji. Now he's going to give a brief review of the different ways in which you can pass on this teaching, okay? So I would like you all to pass on this teaching in your own way, right? You have the download, right? You'll have the, what do you call it? Audio. And you can listen to it again and again. You have the translation, you have the book. And then you could design brief courses, especially for like yoga studios or stuff like that. They always have a shortage of content as far as spiritual content. So you could, and I'm asking you to pass it on, you could design little sweet courses with any piece of this that's attractive to you. You could do a 2-day teaching on Kunlong Chöpa, asking yourself why before you do anything. And you could give a 2-day course called Why or something, you know, like that. And I'd like you to do that, all right? He's going to give you some options, which we spoke about this morning, of different ways to teach it, okay? Tila Sheti Chepa, Sikin Junyan Te, Treshe Gyepa Chepa La Seva. Say Sheti.
Sheti.
Sheti means, Ti means a guiding. Ti means a guiding. But it's the Tibet, it's the modern Tibetan word for a class, okay? Beti Le Dogimbe. Are you going to class? The guiding of the scripture. Beti. And he said, Beti Le Dogimbe. Okay, like that, I'm going to class. So, Sheti means when you go through a book and you explain it word by word, okay? Dru means, those of you who care, Dru means a piece of grain, like corn grain or wheat grain or barley grain, okay? But when you say explain every Dru, you mean every single syllable. It means a syllable by syllable explanation without leaving out anything. You go through the whole thing and you explain every single syllable. Okay, every single word. Okay, doing. That's what we're doing here, partly. Sheti. Okay. Marti Chepa. Then we spoke about Marti this morning. A cadaver. A crimson teaching. Meaning a cadaver teaching. Marti, cadaver teaching, red teaching means Memba Kepa, a master physician. Rangi Lopu, Ro Marpo, Ka Che. A master physician will bring his students into a room. He will have a corpse brought into the room, which is red. Red can mean bloody, and in Tibetan it can also mean naked. Okay, so bloody red corpse, and then he will cut it open. Okay, Dunga Nudrukso Chaksu Marjendu. So he will then explain how the five major organs and the six vesicular organs, like vessels, okay? How they form and what their functions are, okay? In Tibetan, as I said in the class this morning, there was a great tradition of surgery in Tibet thousands of years ago, over 1,000 years ago, and then it was lost when a king's daughter died, and he prohibited surgery after that. But still we have the surgical words still exist, okay? So he says here, the five organs, how would you say that? Of dun, of artha. Dun means meaning, okay? Or dun means goal, or dun means point, okay? The five points, the organs of the five points. And then he calls it the six vessels, which are six different organs. I knew you would want to know them. So I'm gonna give them to you, okay? The five organs of points. By the way, they're called organs of point for two reasons. Either because they enable the body to accomplish five goals or five points, right? Like that. Meaning the perception of the world, right? Eyes, ears, nose. It's your organs which feed the body, supply the body, and allow the body to do its job of perceiving the outside world. Okay? So they're called the five organs of points. But sometimes points can mean, how do you say, the objects themselves. So the five organs allow the body to engage in the five objects, or the five points of perception. Or you can say the body's function is to engage in those five points, so it has five functions. Anyway, there are five organs. First one is the heart. Second is the lungs. Third one is the liver. I looked up that. I was curious about these things. You don't care, but anyway. The liver is under your right lung, stretches across. Nowadays they say detoxifies, synthesizes protein, produces biochemicals for digestion. Cherwa, which means the spleen, which removes old red blood cells, synthesizes antibodies under the left lung, and kelma, the kidneys, which produce urine, excrete wastes, regulate electrolytes, regulate your blood pressure and maintain your acid-based balance. The point being that each one of these five essential organs has many more functions than we thought. Okay, so just the kidneys take care of your blood pressure and your electrolytes and excrete your urine, like that, produce urine, okay, like that. They have a lot more jobs than we used to think. Then the six vessels inside the body are, what are they? Stomach, small intestines, large intestines, gallbladder, which is chitum, and gangba, which is the urinary bladder, and then samsu, which means the reproductive organs. It can mean a cherry, okay? Like that. How many is that? That's six. Okay. So a physician would take their students, cut open the body, and point out the five organs and the six organs, and explain their functions, okay? Jutun sot saksu margen. Margentu means, how do you say? Gen means naked. Mar means red. Mar shangwa means, like when somebody's naked and they're out in the cold, they get kind of red. In Tibetan, mar sheng, mar jen means buck naked. Okay? But in philosophy, it means to hit somebody with an idea like buck naked, you know, like boom, and you show it to, it's raw, you show the raw idea to them, face to face. It means direct contact with the idea. The idea hits you in the face. In Tibet, they say buck naked idea. Okay? So then the teacher, as we said this morning, in a marti, in a cadaver teaching, they just hit you with the main idea very powerfully. They don't like talk too much. They just say, okay, when will be the last yoga pose you will do? And where will it be? Which pose will it be? Probably Shavasana, yeah. You know, like, what will be your last yoga pose? And you know, I don't say, you know, it could be a twist, it could be a forward bend, and it could be an inversion. You know, you don't go into it. You just look at the student and you say, what will be your last yoga pose? Then you turn around and walk out of the room. See what I mean? Where will your last yoga pose be? And then you just walk away. And that's called a marchi. Okay, so marchi is sort of a impact teaching. So what I'm saying is, so far we have two different kinds, right? One is a shechi. You sit up there hour after hour, you explain all the letters, all the words, all the ideas. Marchi is like, you walk in, some students being uncooperative. You know, and you say, well, when will your last asana be? When will you take your last yoga pose? And then you just walk out. That's a marti, okay? Third one. Nyamchi chepa lame nyam nyong ki togne lome yu to kankel chepa la sem. In an experiential teaching, the teacher will share some personal experience that they've had regarding this idea. And they'll try to relate it, they'll try really hard to relate it to something the student can relate to. You see what I mean? So they'll share some story, some personal experience of the idea. Like for me, Chiwe Mitapa, right? The death meditation. For me, it's always the same. My father was this big, strong guy. Unbelievably strong and big. And then he was a hunter. Since he was a kid, little kid. I was telling them he used to shoot dimes out of trees. He would put a dime in a tree and we'd all walk half a mile away and he'd like, and then the dime would fly off the tree, you know? So then one day I went hunting with him. He took me hunting and we were near the Grand Canyon. We were on the edge of the Grand Canyon. And then he stood up suddenly. You're supposed to sit for like 5 hours and not move, like this. And then the deer always walks over here. And you're like, You can't, by the time you go like that, you've gone. You know, so that happens a lot. Anyway, so we're sitting there, it's totally silent, and then he stands up, and I'm like, this, and then he starts to look around, and then he starts to, in one place, he starts to turn around and look around, and then he looks around again, and then he looks around again, and then he starts spinning like a Sufi, right? And then he just falls down and he starts rolling towards the Grand Canyon. You know, this big, huge guy. And I'm like, ah, you know, and I'm like running after him and like jump on him, you know, and hold him down. And he had some kind of epileptic, what do you call it?
Seizure.
He'd never had anything like that, you know, and he was going to die. And then suddenly there's this thing in me like, oh man, my dad is immortal, you know, and the whole world changed. In 5 minutes, the whole world changed, you know. My dad is not immortal, you know. And I was like 15 or something, right? And I was like, oh man, you know. So you can relate to that, right? It happened to you somewhere, especially with your father or your mother, you know. Like the day you discovered they were mortal. And that's a nyamti, right? So I know you can relate to that. And I know you will feel what kind of what I feel when I talk about it. And it's a personal experience, right? So you can teach Lamrim that way, and it's good. Or you can, obviously you can mix the three. Right? Okay. Nyongchi chepa logma dukhan ki nekor pensin du sharne mekor reriten ching te nyawa makye phar mekor chima matan bar gom du juk. Then there's a thing called a nyongchi. Say nyongchi.
Nice.
We're on number what? This is like the fourth kind. Nyongchi means, this is a different word for experience. How do you want to say that? How about realization teaching? Realization teaching. That's where you go out to the forest with the students in a group, and you set aside a week or 10 days or a month, and then you go through the Lamrim subjects again, and let's say you get to a death meditation, and you explain the death meditation, and then you ask all the students to go and do that meditation themselves, oftentimes in their own cave or in their own cabin, and you ask them to stay silent, and you send them off to meditate on that particular step. And then he says, Nyawa ma ke par mekor chima mitan means until such time as they have a personal realization of it, you don't give them the next one. You see? In this kind of, if you did it very traditionally, you would examine the student and see if they really tuned into death, super tuned into death, and then you would teach them the next lamrim. You wouldn't give them the next one until they got that one as a personal realization. All right? That could take a long time. And then Rebecca would go crazy renting the place and getting you food. So I kind of compromise between all four. You know that. That's what we're doing, right? The mix between Phoenix and Prescott and setting a time limit on the end of Prescott, you know, 10 days is sort of a synthesis of all these different ways. But the reason I bring it up, and especially on the last day, is that I want you to teach, and I hope you will teach. And then you should be aware of the options that you have on teaching, right? These are your four different traditional options of teaching it, okay? And I think you should do it your way, okay? All right. Dei kyepa na mi kwa chima dada. Chi didag la nyam nyong ki jinlap ki gyun nyong. The advantage of these various kinds of formal transmission of this knowledge is that no matter which one you do, there is a transmission of the blessing of the lineage. Okay, there's a blessing. For this particular text, I did receive it for like 30 years, okay, over a period of 30 years. And I think you could say this is what's in me of Ken Rinpoche, you know? What's in me of Ken, aside from Yankees, What I have in me of him is this text. And then when I teach it to you, he is jumping into you. You see what I mean? And it's very beautiful. So there, in, if you do this process properly and carefully, the reason we're going through the whole lineage thing is that you are taking all the lamas of the past are being introduced into your mental stream. And then when you teach your disciples, you will be passing on that blessing to them. And you can't be the one after 2,500 years who's the schmuck who doesn't pass it on. There's a blessing, and you can't let the blessing stop in you. You have to feed it to another person. Got it? Okay. Mazal?
Mazal.
All right. Okay, that wasn't that great. Okay. I do love that pinching. Dalam Deryang Namchi Gitsuldu Bulwa Yin. Then the Lama in Tibet in 1921, when he got to this part, he said, I'm offering, which is a very humble word, right? Bul. I'm offering this teaching as a Nyamchi, which means what? Which of the four? Nyamchi.
Realization teaching.
My own experiences. I'm sharing with you my experiences. So just so you know, the flavor of this Lamrim is Pabong Rinpoche's personal. When he says something, it's from his personal experience. Nyamchi. Buyin. Dena kelwa chungwa gashi tenchik nile shulong mepar chok penzin du tundori dunye chendala pembechir nyurlam dang jampel shelong yedu ni jesu dakshin nyamje samsu lojong dun duma dang dagne shuyin. He says, look, some of you people don't have much kelwa. Yeah, kelwa is a difficult word to define. Kelwa means you've done enough good karma that you get it. Okay? It's like, I don't know how to say it. You've done good enough things in your life that when you walk in here, it strikes you and you learn it. And you turn on to it. Those kind of people have kelwa. They say if you have a lot of kelwa, you'll start crying during the teaching. If you have a lot of kelwa, you'll get shivers up your spine like that. If you have medium kelwa, you'll just get sleepy. But you'll be here. And kelwa chungwa means, he said people nowadays, they don't have much kelwa. So, therefore, I've decided to make it pretty easy, he says. I chose three different sources, immediate sources for this teaching. Out of the eighth grade Lamrims, and they're all Lord Atisha's Lamrim, and Perfection of Wisdom, and all that, I chose three. And they are brief, and they are powerful. Here they are. Chinga Shilo Mepa. Chok Pensin to Tundro. Because you people are busy, and you're going to take off soon, and go to other areas of our country. He said that. To help you, I'm sticking to Nyurlam, okay? Quick path. Who taught Nyurlam? Who wrote Nyurlam? Huh? Second Panchen Lama. Losa Yeshe? Is it? Okay. And I'm going to teach Jambel Shelum. Word of Manju. Yeah. Fifth Dalai Lama. I'm concentrating on the second Panchen Lama and the fifth Dalai Lama. And I'm not gonna load you down with the eight Lamrims. Okay, he says, I'm sticking to two. But also, I'm throwing in a big, huge, beautiful, luscious section on Dakshin Nyamje. Okay? This is one of the greatest texts in the world for Dakshin Nyamje. It's extraordinary. It's so beautiful in here, Dakshin Nyamje. Okay? Exchanging me and you. Exchanging self and others. It's a very, very powerful practice. If you get good at it, you can become a nice person. Even if you're not, you can become like a really beautiful person if you learn Dakshin Nyamje. You can become a very graceful, beautiful person if you learn Dakshin Nyamje. And it's here. And that he pulled from Lojong Dunma, okay, the 7-point What do we call it?
Mind training.
I hate mind training. Don't say that. Developing the good heart. Does that sound better than mind training? Mind training sounds like fifth grade and Mr. Riley took you in a room and put some electricity on you. And then developing a good heart is, I think it's a better translation of Lojong. And that's what it means. So Lojong Dunduma is a brief, very brief, powerful practice for developing a good heart, becoming a kind person, okay? And it was taught, the lineage they say goes back to Lord Buddha, and it was highly secret. It became a public tradition with Geshe Chikawa, okay, who lived about 1,000 years ago. So there was a Geshe who lived 1,000 years ago, and he began to teach us openly. This book, the structure of much of the book, is based on that Lojong. And it's sweet. It's very, very, very beautiful. And very, very heartwarming and, you know, touching. Touching? It's just beautiful. It's exquisite. And we'll go through it. It's very beautiful. And it will change you. It will make you a softer person. Okay? So he just gave us, those are the three, he's going to stick to three fairly brief sources, okay? The Quick Path by the second Panchen Lama, the Word of Gentle Voice by the fifth Dalai Lama, and then the Exchanging Self and Others, according to the tradition of Geshe Chikawa, who is a Kadampa Geshe, okay? Deyan dale jimpe dapokulo kung debo namni ki geza tam. Rangyang Langrim Chena Shenwang Katabu Lalo Nikar Kenyan Gondel Mepe Dunche Junge Nyam Chepale Chepala Mitserwe. Dalen Jimbe Daboni. So there was a teaching, 700 people came. They all got tea a couple times a day. They all got samba. Crushed Cheerios mixed with hot water. Tastes just like that. That's why I love Cheerios. Anyway, tastes just like Cheerios. Crushed Cheerios. Sampa. That monks live on that in Tibet. They didn't eat much else. They ate, they had a bag, everybody had a bag on their belt of roasted barley flour, and they would just mix it with tea and eat it, and that was all they ate. And the really great geshes, they didn't spend much time eating or cooking or anything. They just got out their tampa and rolled some up and then kept going. Okay? But anyway, which leads me to a short, what do you call it? Hit you up. These teachings are free. They cost about, I don't know, they cost about $3,000 to hold a teaching like this. I think that's three, five, six. Do I hear seven? Christine Walsh, no.
Seven.
And we don't bother people. We don't ask for, what do you call it? Donations. We don't charge you anything. We don't say there's no charge and then say, are you going to give a donation or not? You know, we don't twist your arm at the door. But what we did at the beginning, we created a gold club. We created a small group of people. And we did this in New York, and we did it at Diamond Mountain. For the last 20 years, we haven't charged for those teachings. And so we just identified like 10 people who would like to donate some money and cover everybody else. And then everybody else thinks there's no expenses. And I think that's the way it should be. I like it when a notebook just shows up, you know, and the church is just there. And you don't hassle all the people who come. You hassle like 5 people or 10 people. And you say, would you like to sponsor everybody else coming to these teachings? And I like that, and I would like to do them that way for the 10 years. I don't want to charge for these. I don't even want to have that, what do you call that? Suggested donation, which to me is like blackmail. So anyway, if you're interested in joining the Gold Club, we could use another 5 people or something. We have a nice group. But you, this group is getting a little bigger and it costs more money, so if you would like to be, they end up paying $200 or something every now and again, which will get more frequent, I think. But also the system of the Gold Club is we send out a thing and we say, anybody want to help? And then if you don't have money at that particular time, you just say no. Or you don't answer the email. And I would like to draw from that money for some of the expenses for the prison teachings. So we're giving teachings in prison. Christine Walsh, Jigme, Jeff Eddy, those are the main guys out of the 85 who took the training. They are traveling to quite a far distance. For me, it's about a 7-hour round trip or something. But they drive down close to Tucson to the prisons there, and they teach every 2 weeks, and they're doing really good. And the prisoners are wailing, you know? Their yoga is good, their meditation is awesome, and they're learning, the Navajo guys are learning Tibetan. They say it's very similar, I don't know. That's kind of cool. And the Spanish guys are really, the whole Spanish contingent is really happy, and they're reading all the books in Spanish. And there's a couple of Vietnamese guys, and I took them the Vietnamese diamond cutter and the Vietnamese how yoga, karmic management. They're all excited, and they memorized pieces of that. They memorized pieces of it and recited it to us. And then he says, Geshe Michael, you know, only I object to introduction, you know. I said, what do you mean introduction? He said, introduction to your diamond cutter book. I said, what's wrong with the introduction? He said, saying Uncle Ho would be happy with his book, I mean, that's a little weird, you know. Ho Chi Minh. And I said, what? And he said, the introduction, it says Uncle Ho would be happy with this book, you know. And I said, show me. You know, he says, this is the Vietnamese. It says, Uncle, you know, and the guy, the people who published it didn't tell me. And the introduction says, Uncle Ho would love this book. You know? And so this guy was former South Vietnamese military. Anyway. But anyway, they're having a really good time. So what I'd like to do, if you'd like to be a Gold Club sponsor, which I'd like to expand the group, because we have more expenses now. I don't want to get into the money that was donated to us at the beginning, because I want that for the center. I want to kind of reserve that for the center. I'd like these programs to have Gold Club guys cover everything, so it's just a wash, you know? We give everybody stuff. We don't tell them it costs anything. They just have a good time, and nobody's talking about money like I have to know. And talk to Christine Walsh, okay? Can you raise your hand? Okay. So I need like 5 more people. And just quietly say, I'll join the club. Okay? And then we'll send, whenever we need money, we'll send you an email and we'll say, who can help? Okay? All right? Don't forget, okay? Because they can't afford to keep going to the prison. It's too much gas money, you know. Okay? So if you can. Alright. Oh, yeah, so anyway, two aristocrats, what do you call it? Propitiously died just before the teaching. And their families donated all the money for the cost of the teachings. You know, like all the refreshments and. So Prabhupada Rinpoche is saying, you know, don't forget to pray for the two guys, the Gold Club members. Ranyan Larim Chena Shenwang. What's Shenwang? A changing thing, right. But what's it mean, Shenwang? Yeah, at what do you call it? At others' mercy. It means at the mercy of others, okay? It means if you put a watermelon seed under the ground and you feed it water, sunlight, fertilizer, and nothing else happens to stop it, it is forced to grow. It is, what do you call it? Compelled to grow. Shenwang means compelled, you see? By other factors, it is compelled to grow. And this happens to be the mind-only's term for a changing thing, because changing things are compelled to change by their conditions, okay? But Prabhupada Rinpoche, being a great scholar, he's making a joke. Okay, he says, my teaching this Lam Rim for you as I'm going to start now is all Shenwang. Meaning what? I've been compelled to teach. You know, my students bug me, my friends bug me, the high lamas in Vasa bug me, and then I was Shenwang. Got it? Okay. Ka tabu. It was like a ka. What's a ka? A command. Who said that? Good. Nice. Wow. Okay, ka tabu. La lob nikar, for the lama and for the students, this is not a, what do you call it? Kinyan chembo. Say Kenyan? Chembo. Kenyan is a unique idea and a unique word. K means, what do you call it? High risk, high risk, high potential. K means, kepsang means profit. Nyan means risk. And Kenyan means it's going to go either way big time. You're either going to lose your shirt or you're going to make a lot of money. That's called Kenyan chumbo, okay? It's up in the air. You're either going to ruin your business or you're going to become the best in the world. There's nothing middle way, okay? Kenyan chumbo means, what do you call that in investing? Risk? Risk capital? What do you call that? Capital, CV, venture capital, VC. I was in a bank, I spoke to bankers in Singapore for 3 days, and they were all like, you got the CV and the LDD, because you can't get the PB unless you got the R&D. And I'm like, could you tell me what that means? So venture capital, okay? This teaching, he says, is not like that. It's not a venture capital situation here. We're definitely gonna come out. If we do this teaching, we're all gonna change and become beautiful people. If we get through this teaching in the next 9 years, it's not a question of maybe it will work out and maybe it won't work out. It's gonna be huge differences. What do you call it? Huge impact. There will be a huge result manifest in the world and in ourselves if we just keep going. He said that. And that, it's not a question. We just have to finish or get pretty far through this thing and we will change radically. We will become radically different people and the world will become a radically different place. Okay? It's very beautiful. He says, no question. Right? Therefore, he says, I'm not shy about doing this teaching. You know, I'm gonna do it. I'm not like, oh, I'm not really capable, or I'm not so good, or, you know, come on, we can all change the world with this thing. He's saying, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Mitewa. Tanjeki laglen la chi tep tep dang. For your guy's part, you have to work hard. And you have to try to put it into practice. Laklen tepa means put it into your real life. How are you going to put this last week's teaching into your real life this week? Huh? Just, why? What do you say? Just ask yourself why you're doing whatever you're doing. That's all. If you ask yourself 3 or 4 times in the whole coming week, I succeeded. If you don't, I failed. And we wasted our time. Okay? Ask yourself why you're doing things. That's all. Don't judge. Don't push. Don't try to correct. Just follow the logical repercussions of why you say you're doing it. And then sweeten your motivation. Make your motivation sweeter. Those of you who are like teaching or running the Three Jewels and struggling for 12 years to find money to run this place, which doesn't charge anything, it'll give you new strength, okay? If you examine your motivation and you say, look, I'm really doing this for other people, then you never give up or you never get, what do you call it, tired, or you just, if you're doing it to get famous or for attention or because people will think you're smart, then you get tired or you get discouraged. Then you set yourself up for some kind of emotional failure, right? But if you examine your motivation and you decide on doing it for other people, you never get tired and you never get disappointed, okay? So examine your motivation this week, okay? Jindak desen laang kyamji gud sumne larmyam simgi une lung chumse re nang ne lang kyamji gud sum. Those sponsors of this event, whether they are people who have passed and their money was used for the event or those who are still alive, make prayers for their happiness. Okay? Sumne, larmim sumgi une, lung chungse re nang. He opened up he just opened up the three larmims that he was using, which were quick bath, word of Manjushri, and the Geshe Chikawa's little lojong. And he opened them up, he recited a few words from each of them, and then troll. What's Dholma? The Lady of Liberation, Tara. What's Dhol means to let out the session. Dhol means release. In a monastery, it means you can go home. Okay, we're not going to drill yet. Don't get your hopes up. But he drilled. That's the end of the first day's teaching. We've reached the end of the first day's teaching. Our goal for this and Prescott was to finish 2 days of teaching. So we're right on schedule. Okay, we'll do 1 day during Prescott. We'll do 1 day here. What time am I supposed to stop? I don't want to keep... Yeah, I get till 5. Okay. Let's do a little bit more, then we'll take a break, and then we'll do some questions. Okay. So he completed the first day's teaching. Now we go to the second day's teaching. Out of how many days? 24. Okay. Nyin ni par lama rinpoche shilne cheki gyalwa tsokaba chenpa sumne gyalwa sumra kungi nyingba dungi asetamba nangi ngape lang gyanden tarde nangi jumo te jidar nushin daki shepa cha. Very famous, okay? Lama rinpoche shilne. From the lips of our precious Lama. Who wrote that? Chidam Rinpoche. He's saying, our precious Lama started to teach again on the second day. Okay? And he quoted, who would you quote if you wanted to start a whole day of teaching Lama? He quoted Jetson Kapa. Okay? And he said, Gyalwe Sundar Kungi Nyingbut Dun. It contains the essence of all the words of the enlightened beings of the universe. Gyalse Dhamma Namgi Ngakpe Lam. It is the path which has been praised and recommended by all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. Kelnen Tagan Namgi Jungokte. It is the entry point for the virtuous seeking for freedom. Jitar Nishin Dagi Shepaja. I will give it to you. I will share it with you. As well as I am able. Jitar Nushin means as well as I am able. That's called Kenpa Kyun. Say Kenpa Kyun. Kenpa Kyun is a tradition of our lineage before a teaching that the teacher, how do you say? They sort of they look at their pride and they try to tone it down a little bit before they get the teaching. So rather than saying, of course this will be the best teaching on this subject you'll ever get, they would say, I'm going to teach it as well as I'm able. You know, Jitar Nushin. It's even Jetson Kapa is saying, you know, I'm not so great, but you know, I'll do the best job I can. That's what he's saying. I'll do the best job I can. Okay, Jitar Nushin. What's he talking about? He's talking about the Lamrim, okay? Gyawe Sumrup Tamjik in Yingun Chudu Tabu. That which is like the cream of all the teachings of the enlightened beings. When we get to the motivation of lesser practitioners, we're talking about trying to keep yourself out of a low realm after you die. Okay? Just trying to keep yourself out of trouble after you die. Jingi kap korwa tadar le yin jungwing yin jung so kyang. And the medium motivation, which is try to transcend all suffering, okay? All worldly suffering. Jung, Rinpa Talo Lam Tena Min Jung. Nyanjung Sok Kyang Lam Gye Rinpa Di Tabo Lam Tena Min Jung. Gyalsai Dapa Nam Gye Ngakpe Lam. Oh, I'm sorry. Rinpa Di Tabo Lam Ma Tena Min Jung. If you don't, even if all you want to do is save yourself from having a bad world thrown ahead of you when you die, you need longer. Okay? Even if that's all you want. Gyalse dapa namgi ngakpe lam chanchu kisam rinpo chetam. What is the path, do you think, which is praised by all the Buddha, bodhisattvas? What's path mean normally in Buddhism? Path means an idea. Okay? Path is a code word for an idea. Okay? Or a way of thinking. What's a way of thinking that's special for bodhisattvas? Bodhicitta. Okay? Which is the wish to see this world change in your lifetime. Let's say that. The wish to see this world transform in your lifetime. And as we said this morning, you are close. Like, things are accelerating and weird stuff is happening. Globally. Global change has accelerated and, what was it last night? Bengal, Syria? So, I mean, the best dictatorship around. You know, how many years? 40?
40 plus years.
And, you know, and then suddenly he's coming down, you know, because of the internet and a bunch of people under 30, you know, really. And he's got all, they got these guns and tanks and they got mercenaries and, you know, they got money, they got oil money and, they can't stop it, you know, and, they're amazing times. It's amazing times. These times have never been seen before. And they will accelerate now. Like commerce is already... Commerce, which is what's really important, is no longer, what do you call it? Nationally identifiable. There's no borders now on commerce. People order stuff from everywhere. Online. And it comes. My old lady, right? She said, I'm so sad, you know. I said, what's wrong? She said, Merle Norman. Do you know Merle Norman? This is a cosmetic maker from the 1960s, okay? And I'm saying, like, what's wrong, Mrs. Hango? What's wrong with Merle Norman? She said, they stopped making brownstone red lipstick. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I can't get my favorite lipstick anymore, you know. They said not enough people are around anymore to order it, you know. And I'm like, oh boy. And so, you know, that night I'm online, you know, Merle Norman, Marston, who's got, and I searched the world, you know. I hit Moscow. There was a website in Russian. You know, and I'm like, oh, Vladimir Listitsky. You know, Mel Normansky. I'm like, goddamn, I found the last tube of this lipstick in the world. And I wrote that, I said, Yaha Tua Vash Lipstick. You know, I want it, you know. And they said, well, you have to bid, you know. I said, what's, you know. Скажите мне, сколько это должны быть? They said, the medium bid would be about $3. I said, I'll pay $30, just send it to me. I'm supposed to be in my P.O. box, I don't know. I'm not sure. But the point is... the point is, it's all... But, you know, you can say there's a border between Mexico and U.S., but financially, it's disappeared. You know, what do you call it? Mercantile It's gone. You know, I've ordered my stuff from Moscow. Who cares? And it comes. FedEx is everywhere. You know, no, it's a new world. Trust me, the political borders will drop when the financial ones drop. And they dropped. They don't matter anymore. You just buy things from everywhere. And you are living in those times, you know? You are here. And frankly, you are accelerating the process by being here. Okay? You are causing those things to happen. Okay? Your practice, Jitarnushin, such as it is dropping the very borders of countries. And what can happen after that? I don't know. It's amazing. Miracles are happening in your lifetime because of your practice. Try to appreciate it, okay? You could not see it if you weren't practicing well. If you weren't practicing well enough, you would not be experiencing this thing happening, okay? You must be practicing pretty well, okay? And you tend to beat yourself up and say, I'm not, you know, I forgot to do my book today. I don't have a 6x book, I have a 3x book. You know? 3x a week book. And, you know, and I'm not such a good person. But you are, and the world is changing. Okay? It's amazing. It's beautiful. Okay? It's exciting. It will change. You will change it. That's bodhicitta. Okay? That's bodhicitta. May the whole world, may the borders drop. Okay? May there become one cultural state stretching from Vallarta to Phoenix. You see? This way instead of this way. And it'll be nice. It'll happen. Rinpoche dan, thadil ke ujung me. Thadil ke wai jungo, thadil ki tawa langir me. So he mentioned two things. He said the path which is recommended or praised by the bodhisattvas, and then he mentioned the entry point for those seeking freedom, right? He mentioned those two things. The first refers to a wish to see the world transform completely. And it's getting there. It's moving now. Okay? And then the second half is what? What do you think would be the entry point for, if you really want to get free, what would be? Emptying something. Okay? So in those two lines, Jetsun Kapa has summarized the two great streams of the Lamrim. Okay? Compassion and understanding where the heck your world is coming from. Okay? Those two things. Wanting to see the world transform, and then understanding that emptiness can make it happen. Okay? And then you have your ammunition to make it happen.
Right?
So if you want to become enlightened in this life, what does enlightenment mean, okay? I hate to use words and you're not thinking, what does it mean for you? What will it be like?
Selfless.
Ah. I like to think of, you can say selfless, yeah, you can think of. I personally like to think of standing on the top of the atmosphere and looking down. You know, like, who needs... I might get up in the morning and see who needs anything, like a huge Santa Claus, you know? And, you know, who down there needs anything? You know, somebody's sad, you know? And then you emanate to them a small, white, furry dog. Very cheerful. And, what's it, has to be a Tibetan? I mean, you know, you emanate what they need. So think that, I try not to say the word enlightenment without imagining that I'm standing above a world with the capacity to become anything anybody needs within 30 seconds. Okay? I just like to think of it that way. That's how I imagine it. Me and my heart teacher were looking down and we're babysitting the world. Okay? Gila kewa rungi ten gobe. Dena tomar kun long la daki semjen tamje ki dunju sangye gopan topar cha. Therefore, before we do anything, let's kun long chirpa one more time. I'm doing this for everybody. I'm at this teaching because I want to hasten the transformation of the world. De chibdu, kevasum gilangirin be nyamche shune nyamso len nyampa sob kulun dangkunche tamche lepa sob dagne sembashu. Sembashu means, I beg you. He's being very, what do you call it? Big lamas didn't beg people to do things, you know, they just tell them to do things. But he's different. He's like, Sembashu means, he uses the honorific to his audience. Semba means tupa, to listen. Okay, it's like, I beg you, please be so kind as to listen to this teaching with the motivation of hastening the transformation of your planet. Okay? It's very beautiful. Like, okay? Sembashu. Deyang kang sembe sembachari chu. Then he segues kind of blatantly. He says, but what are we going to listen to? Okay? what kind of dharma are we going to listen to? Kelden ki kebu sangye ki sar drape tekpa choki chuluk shinda chambo gudu tan tome ni ki lamsu pel nyame jo chambo tan kamsum chuki gyabu tsokapa chambo tuki chu chunga tabu damba samu Chuki pombo gete shito ningu ne tam je ma tsama me pa kansa chik tsang gya we nyam na girimbe dik pa chanju la girimbe nyam chi dor du su che pala. Lamrim. So what are we going to listen to? He says, I'll do it fast and let's take a break, okay? Because after that he starts. And we're not going to get anywhere, but it's good luck to start. It's good luck to go the first few lines. Okay. That beautiful system for those who have gelwa, who have enough goodness inside of them, for traveling to the level of a Buddha. Those two great flows which have come down to us from Ayanagajana and Ayasanga, okay? The two great Shinda Chambos. What's Shinda Chambo? Shinda Suje. They are like groundbreakers. Groundbreakers, okay? Bel Nyamejo Chambo, Kamsun Chuki Gyabutsun Kapa Chambo, the very cream within the holy hearts of Lord Atisha and Jensen Kapa, Tukichu. Chumatabhudhambasamo, the profound instruction, the very essence of the 84,000 heaps of dharma. Matsama mepa. Kasa, say kasachi.
Kasachi.
Sangyawe.
Sangyawe.
Nyamlen.
Nyamlen.
Kirimba.
Kirimba.
This is very famous in scripture, okay? Kasa, say kasachi.
Kasachi.
Sangyawe.
Sangyawe.
Kasachi.
Kasachi.
Sangyawa.
Sangyawa.
Everything that any single individual would need to climb up to enlightenment. Okay. Sangyawa is a verb from Sangye. He said Buddha size. He made up a verb. these are the instructions for any one person in the world who wanted to get Buddha size. This lamrim, okay? Any individual who wants to get Buddhist, just do this. Okay? Sangyawa Nyamdu. Chakchulanga Nyamdu Nyamdu Dordu Dordusa Chepala. So now I'm going to give you a brief presentation, 9-year presentation, of the steps to enlightenment. Okay? And he's actually starting now. This is a good place to take a refreshment. And then there's a custom in the monastery, you do the first few lines for good luck. Then you stop the teaching, you know, we'll stop after that. So we'll do some questions. All right, have a nice day. Did I forget to announce anything? I did forget to announce something? I'm supposed to look at this paper? Okay. I'm reminding you, please talk to Christine Walsh. We need about 5 more Gold Club members. It's a very exclusive club. Well, it's been fun. The group we have has been it's been beautiful. And they have quietly paid for all of your expenses for the last year or so. So if you'd like to help, let her know. Okay, now we are going to practice an ancient Tibetan ritual and recitation. Because today is Kent's, and tomorrow is Jared's, and Wednesday is which Nicole?
Vigna's.
Where is she?
Working.
Okay. And Thursday's is Ori. And next Sunday is Gunnar. And Sissy Newman.
And Rebecca's is coming up too.
Yeah, so is Mike. No, but there's this thing, somebody asked me, how many students do you want to have? I said 369. But they got to have different birthdays. Because I love cake. So anyway, we actually have a cake, all right? And so honestly, we are very, what do you call it? We're happy to know each of you. And we're honored that you came into this world. And we pray that you live a long life. And we have many birthdays. Cakes with you. we're very happy you're in this world. Each of you, because we love you very much. Okay.
Today is also Michael Brandon's birthday.
Michael Brandon, online. I am Michael Brandon. This is
happy birthday, Michael. Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Kent, Jared, Nicole, Brandon, Susan.
Happy
finished them, so the diamond cutter. Yeah. So you can get the diamond cutter of karmic management as an audiobook if you like. And it was really well done. They do very fine work, probably the best in the world, I would guess. Mm-hmm. Very demanding, but they did a good job. I wanted to thank all the people who helped organize this teaching, and it's a lot of work, okay? And they did a good job. Everything went smoothly, and I like that it was free. And what free means is that a lot of people had to spend their nights at home. They work all day, then they came home and they worked for you to get this teaching ready. So, I mean, the church doesn't just happen, and all this doesn't just happen. It's a lot of people's hard work, and it's beautiful work. The people in Phoenix who are doing this work are very, what do you say? They're not just doing good work, but they're also doing it with style and with grace and with great kindness, and they're very calm, and they help each other, and they are like a team, and they support each other, and it's very beautiful what they do, and I'm very happy with that. I'm happy with everything that's happening in Phoenix. I'm very, and Prescott, it's a lot of work, and they've done a really good job. So first I'd like to thank all the guest yoga teachers, which is Christina Palchain, Allison,
Anton, right? Anton, Mira, Jenny, and Darren, and I'd like to thank them. It's sort of like when people did the evaluation forms, which you have to turn in if you finished it, people say the yoga is one of their favorite things. And I think it's exciting to have fun teachers coming. I'm looking for more, okay? I have some from Hong Kong that I thought I might bring. And we have some other cool teachers. Swami Sadashivananda said he would come to teach at the next one. And some other teachers, okay? We got Lady Ruth to come to the... She's going to teach yoga at the quiet retreat teachings. Yeah, so that's good. Okay, Jingmei worked very hard. Jingmei does a lot of work for me, massive amount of work for me. And she does it with great style and with great grace. She never complains. She never refuses a job. I dump and I dump and I dump work on her. And then she gracefully asks me if I have more. And she just does it really, for me, it takes a lot of pressure off. She does all my finances, all my taxes, and it just takes a lot of pressure off my life and does it in a way that is very smooth and, what do you call it? It's actually very helpful. So I'd like to thank her. She also said anybody visiting the Verde Valley could stay in her house.
What's that?
For one of 2 days. I'd like to thank Scott and Orit for coming. They are very busy. Orit is the full-time medical contact for the 3-year retreatants. That means she carries a beeper all 24 hours. And if someone has a medical emergency, then they beep her and she has to run. And then they could be doing a lot of fun things, you know. I could take them to China or, you know, there's lots of things we were doing up to the 3-year retreat. And then suddenly they made a commitment to stay and they've honored it and it's not easy. So they've done the kind of really good kind of sacrifice. They're sacrificing what they would like to do because they made a commitment and they are serving the 3-year retreat. So I'd like to thank them. Ningbo and Mercedes, they just take care of me all the time. I don't, it's like family. I don't notice it. I don't appreciate it. They drive me everywhere. They take care of my schedule, which is very, very, late last year, I had a week off and I said, let me try to do my schedule for a few days, you know? And they like, okay. I tried about 4 or 5 hours a day for 5-6 days in a row to figure out how to do everything that people wanted, you know? Like Kiev wants you on this date and Mexico says don't come during Easter, nobody will come. And then there are thousands of things like that. And then I gave it back to them. I said, you do it, you know? So they do it very graciously. An impossible, impossible thing to do. We have something like 80 requests, countries. to fulfill, and it's impossible. You can't do it. So they're timing hours. You have a schedule, right? It exists for the next 14, 15 months, okay? And they're booking every hour. And it's a big pain. And then Ningbo keeps all my machinery working, and they're both very nice to hang out with, so thank you. Came to me, she said, Geshe-la, do you have a job for me? I said, yeah, try to collect all the mailing lists together that ever occurred for this army, for everything I've done in the last few years. And then everywhere I go in the world, make sure you get the email list. And then for all the organizations that we have, get their email list. Put them all into one big email list and take care of it, you know? And then I figured I had her off my back for a while. And that she wouldn't be able to do it anyway. And then, strangely, she actually did all that. And it's impossible. It's totally impossible. Like thousands of people's capture and keep up thousands of people's emails. And she just did it, you know. And she doesn't have any money. She doesn't get any money. And I don't know where. I think she lives next to a cactus. somewhere around Sedona. I'm not quite sure. Somehow she's on email all the time, that I know. But she pulled it off, and she did that beautiful presentation for Talakapake. She did all of that. And she's just grown a lot. She's taken a lot of responsibility, all the homeworks, all the grading, all the TAs. And she's just really blossomed in the last year doing all of these projects, and I'd like to thank her. She says that Ami helped her a lot. Where are you? I'd like to thank Ami. I'd like to thank all the teaching assistants and homework assistants. I'm just going to name them quickly, and then we'll clap for them at the end. Nicole Vigna, Ami Diller, Amy Lancaster, Candice Butahtam, Alicia Skofalos, Allison Landoni, Candice Butahtam, Ilan Igalia Katsir, Judith Ring, Peter Axtell, Tim Lowenhaupt, Adam Andrade, Kate Fenchin here. And then the grading team was Ami Diller, Chelsea Bailey, Darcy Jones, Carol Reese, John Foley, Michael Craig, Peter Axtell, Rob Haggerty, Adam Andrade, Kate Fenchin here, Venerable Kasha, Fran Diane, David White, Brian Sticker, and Lindsay Krauss. The teaching assist, TA team was Ami, Venerable Kasha, Brandy, Brian, Sheree Sachanandani, Chelsea Bailey, Darcy Jones, David White, Fran Diane, Jeff Eddy. Jeff, by the way, is doing a great job in the prisons. John Foley, Carol, Kendall Martin. Kendall Martin, I don't know if you, is she still here?
No.
I could tell you then. Nah. She supports a lot of stuff. Anyway. Lindsay Krauss, Michael Craig, Michael and Bonnie Moore, Peter Axtell, Rebecca, Rob Haggerty, Shishadri, Alistair Holmes, Anna, and Gabriella, and especially Begonia. Okay, we'd like to thank them for being here. body work team, Tahir and Nicole, they gave, it's been a big help, okay? Like, people have a bad back or their knees hurt and they take care of them. The, what does it mean, floor management team? Rob Haggerty, Claudia, Carl Whiting, Joel Crawford, Gabrielle and Begonia, Nick, Ruth and Candace, and the bake sale team. How'd you do on the bake sale? I mean, how much? So like one airfare. That's not bad. Healthy snack team, Andrian and Anatole. They also have been helping me a lot, just logistically. Anatole, he built the sound system. He got it all together. It took months, and he worked on it really hard for months. And then Andriana takes care of a lot of my personal stuff. She deals with all of the... Anytime I have to deal with business people, she's the interface. You know, I say, call her. You know, and she's been doing a really good job at that. So I'd like to thank both of them. Where are you? Oh, yeah. He's been a great help. He's also been personal assisting a lot. And especially, he's been helping with up in the Verde Valley a lot. It's been very welcome up there. And he's been taking on a lot of different jobs up there to just facilitate all the tasks that we have to do. For example, when we're traveling constantly and he's always helping, he'll be picking us up or he'll be driving us around or he'll be running out to get things done. And it's been very pleasant. He's turned into a good drummer. And he's also taken responsibility to be the assistant, am I right, for the retreat? For the next retreat, and he will run the retreat after that. So I'd like to thank him. Vanessa, who was there this morning, yoga teacher, and her husband Ian. I don't know if you know, but you should think they sponsor all the costs of the yoga teachers. Travel. And we give them, since we have a sponsor, we give them a very generous stipend. And they've been taking care of all of that very quietly and very graciously. And she got us the place to have our yoga and things like that. So, and she has three children and she's very busy. And she takes care of all that for us. Okay, so I'd like to give her a hand. Thank you. Jeff tried to take his name off me here. I caught you. Okay. Jamie and the registration team, which is Vicky, Margie, Shar, and Ben. Without the registration team, we can't really keep track of who's here. And then we can't let you know about what's coming up next time. And so it's really only recently that we got our act together that way. And it's because of them. And I'd like to thank you. Darcy took care of a lot of the event, organizing a lot of event. She and I worked. She got all the yoga teachers here, which was not easy, and she was doing all that in the middle of running the last China tour. which was rather a challenging tour. And she did a good job. There was a lot to try to get, like, 6 prima donna yoga teachers to agree on what day they're going to teach, and, you know, it's very difficult. And I mean, they were all very kind, but to schedule them and to fly them in and out and get them all on the right days and things like that, that was a real challenge. And so she's done that in a lot of the organizing very gracefully. Christine Walsh has taken on a lot of the responsibility for the finances of ACI Phoenix. She's good with it. She's strict with it. She makes sure it's happened. She helped get a lot of the printing done. She organized a lot of that. And she's just been very good. We're lucky to have her on the core team of ACI Phoenix, and I'd like to thank her for that. Kathy, Shell, Rosa, Jeff Petty, we'd like to thank them also.
Bookstore.
Yeah. I wrote Art Engel. I said, did anybody ask you for books? Because I was trying to catch them. He's the guy who translated the book. And he said, your slide's all taken care of. We all took care of it. Which is like the first time in my life. So that was really cool. Jeff Alexander has taken the main role of helping organize these events. He has a full-time job. He has more than a full-time family. He moved to Phoenix just to do this for you from Detroit. Jamie and Jeff moved here just to take care of these events and to help with things here. And I know they don't say much, but I know it must be a tremendous strain to have a full-time corporate job. He works for IBM, I think. Full-time, big corporate job. Jamie's a registered nurse working in a hospital. Then to run the two kids, but boys, which is, and then, you know, move the whole show out here. And then I know what it's like to hold down a major job and then do this kind of thing. It's very, very, very difficult, and it's a huge strain on your family and your life. And so they've given all that to us. And really it's because of them that we're here and we're able to do this. So I'd like to thank you. I didn't propose a board for ACI Phoenix. I wanted to wait for like a year and see how it went and see who would step up and who would be, you know, who would take on the work and do a good job. So I think we're just about ready to have a board. And I feel comfortable I see it as my job to appoint the first one. And then I see it as all of our job to keep the board going through a consensus of the whole community and choose members of the board through a consensus of the community. And so in the next week, I would like to propose that we meet again, the core staff, and we create a board for ACI Phoenix from the core staff. So I'll send you an email. The people who are in Phoenix or Verde Valley who I feel would be good on the board, and I'll ask you if you would like to serve on the board. And then we'll start getting more formal about that, and then we will start working on our center, our community center, okay? So I think it's been enough time now, and I think we've matured enough, and it looks like it's gonna happen. So I think it's, and I'm grateful, you know, that the people have stepped up to the challenge and taken on responsibility, okay? So I'll send out emails and we'll work on that, okay? You all know who you are because you're already doing all the work. Gabriela, I forgot to show you yesterday. I didn't have time. Actually, I didn't have the drive. Not the drive, my personal drive, but I didn't have the flash there. She did a little piece, which is not finished, okay? It's just an idea. It's the start of a, what do you call it? PowerPoint presentation for a computer-generated version of our building and our gardens and our soccer field and, you know, fountains and all. So you saw the detail last time. She worked up a, what do you call it? It's a computer-generated architect's thing. It's just the beginning. We're going to change it a lot. But I thought it was beautiful, and we need people with that kind of skills, computer-generated architectural, what do you call it, rendering, not the plans, but just for fundraising and showing sponsors like in China or Singapore or something. And I need someone who's good with India ink and watercolors to execute a few renderings. So I'm going to show you her thing. Can we just go through the PowerPoint? And then I'd just like to thank her because it took a lot of work. And I suspect that she'll be... I think she'll be doing a lot of the architectural. She's an architect from Mexico City, and I suspect she'll be doing a lot of the architectural work. So, yeah. Okay. But that doesn't answer me. That's okay.
Yeah.
But go back one. Yeah. She wrote all this up from talks we had in Mexico City. That would be a 500 person, what do you call it, sanctuary. She's trying to put the soccer field on the parking lot, but I'm not going to let her do it. We're going to have a separate grass soccer field. We'll take care of the cars later. Do you recognize that bombed out parking lot? I don't know if it'll have a cross on the top, okay? Don't stress, but it'll be like that. And I think it, I don't know, we'll see, but these are just preliminary. Yeah. So sort of a cross between that and the photos you saw the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's stuck. There's a lady. We gotta have a. Virgen Guadalupe?
Guadalupe.
Yeah. We didn't talk about playground. That's okay. Yeah. That's about it, I think. Did I have anything? Oh, yeah. We're going to have... These are different kinds of certificate. One is certificate for being here. One is certificate for perfect attendance. One is for finishing all the homeworks. And then there'll be another one, which is the important one, that means you finished all the coursework and you finished two ACI courses, and we would like you to teach actively. So you can teach anyway, anytime you want, but you'll get a formal certificate after the retreat, because we're only halfway through this course, this second course.
If anybody knows any of these people on this list, and you can bring the certificate back to them, or if it's your name's on the list, please come to the front of the room after class.
Okay. Amber Diaz, Angelo Giovinazzo, Anna Schmidt, Ari Sviali, he's gone. He's in three-year retreat. Arlene Camo.
This one, the first course.
Aurora Warren. Beth Greer, who's also in three-year retreat. Bob Arnold. Byron Tucker, what's it? Catherine Eaton. Daniel Kayembe. Danielle Kayembe. David Taylor. Dora Sviali. Edward Skudlow, Elka Petra Palm, John Bentham, who's in Norway having a baby, I mean his wife, John Ransford, June Maker, Kat Airhorn, who's in three-year retreat, Kevin Warren, Coco Radford, Lindsay Krauss, Losang Chunzong, who's in three-year retreat, Martin Tornberg, Vanessa Boucher, who's in three-year retreat, Michael Bioso, Michael Dunn, who's in three-year retreat, Nancy Giovinazzo, Natalie Bittar, she wrote, Peter Axtell, Rand Darren, Samuel Mullen, Shel Strickland, Sven Johan Riesland, Vicky Steele, and Vivian Belmont. Oh, Jengran Zhou.
These are people who completed the coursework for course one. Additional.
Okay. These people finished the coursework for course one. Ami Diller, Charmaine, Christine Walsh, Darcy, David Wright, Joel Crawford, Lindsay Krauss, Michael Moore, Rosala DePaz, Shar Chen. Shar Chen is a very high Lama's name, by the way. Yeah. Dan Tam, Candice Wu, Tim Lowenhaupt.
And then the last ones are perfect attendance for this course.
I think I'll skip that one. I'm not going to announce all these names. Okay. Well, I will. What the heck? Okay. We're going to go another 10 minutes, okay? So if you have a flight to catch, you can sneak out for a few more. By the way, if you had to talk to me and you didn't get through the line, I'm going to stay afterwards for as long as I can until they kick me out. So if you need to talk, we can do that, okay? Jamie Alexander, Jeff Alexander, Claudia, Adam Andrade, Peter Axtell, Chelsea, Graham Butler, Anna Carbonell, Gabriela Cervantes, Tina Chan, Xiao Chen, Michael Crane, Joel Crawford, Melissa Danel, Brandy, Ami, Dan Viet Dong, Elizabeth Enfield, Erin Estegard, Kathy Grieg, Rob Haggerty, Whitney Hansen Hiraki, Cassie Heine, Venerable Namchak Dorje, Darcy Jones, Andriana Karabatsios, Christina Kasika,
Alicia Nam, Tahir Nam, Kent Kreitler, Begonia Laguera Cervantes, Amy Lancaster, Allison Nandoni. Begonia did all the photography, by the way, for Mexico City. She's for all the architecture stuff. Nick Lashaw, Barbara Lawrence, Jared, Timothy Lonhout, Charmaine Magali, Lama Ora Mays, Marjorie Meyer, Susie Newman, Anatole Nguyen, Venerable Kasia Prabha, Judith Ring, Ruth Sarkis Boren, Vicky Saya, Barbara Simunza, Aisha Maria Skoflos, Ali Vanderkas, Nicole Bigner, Rebecca Vindicorn, Christine Walsh, Tyrus Watson, and Suzanne White. Okay? So I'd like to congratulate everybody. So we do 5 minutes of the next teaching for good luck. Okay, then we stop. All right. My pleasure and my honor, and I love it, and I love to be with you, and I love to do what we're doing. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Okay. Sungshe ditang, dumrik ditang, tamkyu ditang. I'm sorry. If you're gonna teach the Lamrim, you need a plan. You start with a basic plan of how you're gonna do the Lamrim. De tengne lamge rimbe ngo ngepa. You try to explain to people what is the essence or the nature of the Lamrim. Changepa. You try to explain to them what each step is and why each step is necessary and why there's not more and why there's not less. That's called chang ngepa. It's not the same as chang e, okay? Korem ngepa. Then you have to explain to the students why the order is in a certain order and you can't, substitute or switch. Sache di nang ne mikor di. Based on the framework, Sungshe Dita, you talk about certain teachings of the past. Lungrik Didang, you use certain scriptures, you find certain proofs. Tamgyu, you tell funny stories.
Mengai, do you, give advices that you've heard from your teachers? Ngepa chene gom guki. And that's the way the Lamrim should be taught. Sache mepar. But if you just skip the framework, if you skip the, what do you call it? The plan, okay, of the teaching. Kang chung chung de sene. If you just mix things up any way you like. Sene, nyen ching gomna, gyula pentopa kawa. It probably wouldn't help you much. Okay? If you didn't stick to the plan of the Lamrim, if you didn't present it in its proper order, and if you left some things out, and if you added some things that the Buddha didn't think of, dharna, jamar dan sabu so nusoso mepra. Okay, this is the last thing we'll do. It's very auspicious. In Tibet, the most important thing is butter tea. yak butter tea. Okay, I mean this is the most important thing that exists in Tibet. Ask any Tibetan. Okay, you gotta have butter tea. Rinpoche got me up to about 25 cups a day. Okay, and then when I got off it was quite a suffering. But you have to drink constantly Tibetan tea. You're talking, the best is Chinese black tea, blocks of Chinese black tea, with butter and salt and half and half and whipping cream and milk and nutmeg and baking soda. And then there's there's a way you have to make it. You put all that in the, there's a recipe, but it involves, you take a ladle and you have to, what do you call it? You have to ladle it out and drop it again 100 times to get the right amount of air into it. You know, it's got to froth a certain way. And then you live on that, you drink that. You got to have it. Every Tibetan, especially monks, got to have it. They have it all day. They keep a big, those Chinese thermoses next to them, and they just drink it all day. Okay? So Pabangku Rinpoche says, nobody in their right mind would take the salt and the soda and the tea and the cream and the butter and the nutmeg and the half and half and the whipping cream and the milk and keep it all in one jar. You know what I mean? Nobody would store it like that. You have to store them separately. And then you have to take them out of their jar and throw them into the pot at the proper time. You see what I mean? And there's a certain order, and if you don't do it, it tastes terrible. It still tastes terrible if you do put it in. You get used to it. So he said, spiritual things are the same. There's a certain order, and if you do things, if you do certain steps, if you undertake certain spiritual steps in the right order, which has been clarified over all of these centuries, if you just do them, all of them, in the right order, your world will change. Your world, this whole stuff taking place in the Middle East, it'll spread everywhere. And your world will change. Your world will become a perfect world. Okay? But you must... You can't leave any steps out. You must go through them in the right order. And then everything's taken care of. And it has worked on other worlds, and it will work on this world. Okay? We are like the retards of the universe. And it has already, all of this transformation has already taken place on many worlds. We are sort of poverty, war, hunger, working all day for money. These are mistakes, and you just fix them and then they're not there anymore. We are in a very strange time in our history, and it will change now. And we will become beings of light, and our world will become a perfect place. And it just needs the right steps in the right order. And that's all, okay? So my last thing, please, when you go home, or as you go home, on the plane, I think it's a good time just please think about asking yourself why you're doing things, all right? So just make it a habit before you do anything. Please, in the next week. How many people have already gotten there? Like, started asking themselves in the last few days? Good. Okay, good. Thank you. Because that's the whole point. I don't care if you don't remember anything else. Just ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? And what will happen if I keep doing that? And then come back to doing it. You don't have to change your life and you don't have to change what you're doing. Just sweeten why you're doing it. And then you'll be happy. You'll be truly, truly happy. If you haven't been happy, you don't know how fun it is to be happy. No, I mean, just have everything taken care of and everything is beautiful. Your whole life is beautiful. Everything is like a dream. Everything you ever wanted is happy. And even you just go to a movie and it's a miracle. The movie is all about your life. And there's this unexpected happy ending. Okay? So we'll dedicate the karma. There are two Dalai Lamas are not well today. Yume Khyentse Rinpoche is not very well. And Lama Sopa is not very well. So let's dedicate to teachers staying in the world. And I'm asking you to dedicate it to you staying in the world. Because those are the great lamas. What do you call them? When you Google Lama online, that's who you get. Okay? But I think you have to be healthy also. Because the change that's going to happen in the world in this generation is going to be by you. It's not going to be by the big lamas who come here from other countries. It's going to be you teaching. Okay? It's already happening. But that era is finished, I think. There will be great lamas come from other countries, but for our countries and for our culture, the way it's going to happen now is through you teaching. So I would like to dedicate the teaching to your long life, healthy life, and that you teach. All right, very good. Where were we? All right.
Sashi Puhi Chushim Mito Chum Vira Vinci Nindayan Padi Sange Shingu Mite Uwadi Yoku Nanda Shingla Jupa
See you in July at Diamond Mountain. See you in August.
See you right here.
Okay. Oh, we have a weekend teaching here. Let's start the debate between the devil and the angel. Thank you. Jeff, you need people cleaning up or stuff? Nah. Okay. I never heard that before. Okay.